I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Heads are spinning around the world this week after a Chinese scientist claimed that he helped create the world's first genetically edited babies. If the claim is true, Hua Jianque essentially messed around with the embryonic genes of twin girls who were then born this month. Hua has not published his research methods or results or gotten peer review for his work, so it's all hard to verify. But he believes he's made an important breakthrough, proving that you can alter embryonic genes to prevent transmission of HIV. Bioethicists, though, have been shaken to the core by the claim. Alex Perlman is a bioethicist and journalist who works at the intersection of human rights and emerging technologies. Let's start with the basics here, Alex, and I don't know if there is a simple way to explain what gene editing actually is, but what exactly did Hua Jianque do, or more precisely, what did he claim he did?
The best way to explain it might be to say that it's something like a molecular pair of scissors, where CRISPR-Cas9 is a technology that includes a protein that can cut DNA at certain places in the genome and remove certain strands or genes. And then what happens next is, you know, unclear, essentially, when you do it in humans. And that is part of the controversy around what Dr. Hua is claiming.
Today at a genome summit in Hong Kong, he actually said he was proud of altering the genes of the twin girls so they could not contract HIV. Couldn't you argue that what he claims to have done is a good thing?
I don't think you can. I don't think that there is any part of what he's done that could be considered a good thing. There are so many levels to this, but when he's claiming to have made these girls immune to HIV, first of all, just a claim, not proven, not reviewed anywhere. But we also don't know what else he could have done. So even if that were true, we don't know what other ramifications or back doors he has left open in these girls' genomes. Not to mention, he has upended a number of ethical and scientific norms and has violated the trust of scientists and ethicists around the world who have said for years now that the science is just not precise enough. We just don't know what it can do, and we're not ready to use it in humans. And there has been sort of a wide agreement on that.
The ethical issues that have come up for scientists and really bothered them around the world, what are the top ethical issues for you?
The top one really is that this is changing the human germline, which means that when a similar genome edit is done in a grown adult person on their cells, it's not possible for them to pass it along. So the bigger question is whether the changes that are made in these babies will be then inherited by their offspring and essentially passed on for humans forever. There is no taking it back once Wow. You've put it out there. So that's a really big step to take without wide agreement that we're ready to do that, to fundamentally change the building blocks of humanity. There's also a concern that this technology, because it's so controversial, but because it's also comparatively easy, that other scientists are going to look at this as essentially permission. Other rogue scientists are going to try to do the same thing for a pretty penny.
You wrote for The World online recently, Alex, that we're already halfway down that slippery slope toward designer babies and how in vitro fertilization or IVF babies are created. Explain what you mean by halfway down.
One of the things that I think a lot of people are concerned about when the term designer babies comes out is the idea of selecting for certain traits. And what I see is that we already select for certain traits. Technology has advanced so that we can select embryos based on their sex, based on disease traits. We have this technology and we use it, and it's legal in the United States and in many other places. But what we're talking about in China, if it's true, is essentially way past where we can be ethically. But we're not progressing that way. And embryo research, I believe, should go forward in a safe and regulated way so that people who want to have healthy babies can use the technology that's available.
And as to that point, if this story is true, what should happen next in order to verify that what Hua says he's done, he's actually done?
he should be publishing in a scientific journal. That should automatically be his next step. He should have done that originally. And the fact that he didn't submit his data for peer review is frankly astounding to a lot of people. I think that the next phase of this is for people to look at it, analyze it, for experts to consider all of his data, including his history of experimentation on embryos in mice and monkeys, which he said that he did. As far as a regulatory road forward, I fear that the backlash of this will unfortunately create a political firestorm that will set safe embryo editing and safe experimentation back, and that this will create a really sticky regulatory problem for those scientists that are behaving responsibly. And I hope that that's not the case.
Bioethicist and journalist Alex Perlman, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marco, for having me.